Welcome to the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4. We're going to talk about it live in the build, man. I got my homeboy, man, Test Squad affiliate, Mark Beast, and say what's up with him.
What's up, man? It's an honor to be here. Mark Beast in the building with 6-4, man. How great is that?
It's epic. It's a catastrophic proportions. So we're going to get on into it, man. So, man, tell everybody, tell the whole world, man, who Mark Beast is.
What's up, everybody out there? This is Mark Beast, man. Oh, you might know me from Facebook as Markeith Smith. Old school cat, man, from Louisiana, all over Louisiana. I was born in Mississippi, actually, Natchez, Mississippi, 601. Raised in between Vidalia, Louisiana, and New Orleans, back and forth all my life. So I cut my teeth in the city, and here I am today in the 615, Nashville.
All right, well, that's what's up, man. So, look, man, we're going to go and get on right into it, man. So, you know, it just came out that, you know, DMX, he just got out of prison. And, you know, he was quoted saying that, you know, the hip-hop is promoting drug use. And what you think about that?
Man, X is a I've always been a fan of X, man. Darkman X, shout out to DMX, man, getting it together. Dude definitely has a voice and an opinion in this industry, and I mean, he really earned it. And I agree with him, because we come from the era where it was cool to sell the dope, and unfortunately our children growing up in the era where it's cool to use the dope, which is backwards. And, man, I commend X for everything he's saying right now. And he has a platform because people are listening.
Yeah, I feel that. So we're going to go on and dive into to one of the arguably hottest topics this week. Let's talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine and his little situation in jail. So reports came out that he's copping a plea deal to reduce his time. Now, okay, I understand him behind bars and understand, you know, that them iron gates done sat in on him. And, you know, when you can, somebody got to tell you to get up every morning and make sure your bunk is right every morning, and what you going to eat and what you not going to eat and what you going to do and when you going to call and when you not going to call and when you going to go lay down and when you going to go back to your cell. You know, it's a lot of that to sit in on somebody to make them think about a couple of things. But personally, if you supposed to be about that life, and if you say that, and if you live that, and you mean that, you run around the whole country talking about, man, I pull up in any city. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm 6'2". I'll pull up in any city, and I'm good with it. Can't nobody touch me. And now here you are. It's funny how the tables have done turn, life make you think about a couple things. So I don't know what you think about it, Ma.
Man, let's keep it all the way real right now. That cat probably not even calling himself Tekashi 6ix9ine anymore, man. He's Daniel or whatever his name is. And the reality of his situation is he had to plead guilty to 9 charges on top of having to cooperate in exchange for the plea deal. And in his cooperating with the FBI and the federal government, he basically had to turn on everybody that was around him every day. The Cash Shotty, the 9 Trey Bloods, everybody that he was considering family, he had to turn on. And reality sunk in quick for him, because all they had to do was go back and look at social media. Everybody around him with a telephone recording everything he's saying and posting it. His situation, man, was really self-induced. He did it to himself. And he did a lot of mouthing off, disrespected a lot of people. And I guess he thought his day would never come, man. And I really don't feel sorry for him at all. I've seen it happen to a lot of cats, but man, they're saying dude could be facing a minimum of 47 years. And perhaps he could plead down to about 15 or 20 years. But you reap what you sow. It is what it is, ain't it?
Man, you got that right. Them big facts right there. And not even from the, you know, from the, just from a street aspect, they're talking about the RICO laws they done hit him with. I mean, you know, they labeling that man a gangster for real. And everybody knows, and they see it in him, he ain't about that life. So now, it's a classic example of, you play the part, now you gotta be the part. So, what else we got going on in hip-hop today? Let's see here. What is going on? We don't even want to talk about the R. Kelly situation no more, man. R. Kelly, hey, I'm sorry, man. I'm a father. I got three girls. And there's no way that I'm even remotely, and I want to be clear when I say this, from Jump Street, there is no way that I am ever going to let any of my girls go with any man at any kind of age if I or my wife is not there watching them, because that is our job as parents. Their best interest is always at front. And I'm not saying that I'm faulting the parents, because it's a different kind of situation, but what I'm saying is, we not gonna let our kids go with some man who's saying he's gonna help their career if they're not gonna be monitored and we're not monitoring them. I mean, who? I don't get it. I don't get it. So, yeah. And it ain't out. And the whole Jamal Lyons situation, you know, it's reports coming out that saying that, you know, he fabricated the story. And, you know, and it's funny because I saw some of the most disheartening stuff, because they said that a man is out in, I've seen things where they said a man is out in 2 degrees of cold weather and somebody jumped on him. And it's like, you know, this is where the controversy happens, because they saying he made it up for publicity. Jesse. Justin Smollett, dude. Jesse. I don't. It's like the world is a cruel place, and if the man got attacked, then a man got attacked. But the funny part is Chicago PD come out and said they got a person of interest. So it obviously can't be a publicity stunt. And even if it was a publicity stunt, then somebody's got paid, and that's crooked. And that's something that they're going to have to deal with when their time is done, as far as just creating a buzz, just to try to, you know, try to gain a more credible position in this music world. Right. So,
but what's the likelihood, man? You know, here's my thing. I don't mean to just jump on any bandwagon, but with the cat Jussie, man, from Empire, he's saying 2 a.m. he's taking the subway in Chicago in the freezing cold. And what's the likelihood of some Trump supporters, white boys, in Chicago? Let me put this all together for you. What is the likelihood? Not that I'm calling them a lie, but Chicago is not the place you would expect to see Trump supporters out at 2 a.m. that watch Empire to even know who this cat is, man. And I don't doubt that he got jumped. You know, I'm just questioning, is it the people that he said jumped him? Was it really them, man? Or just some brothers from the hood, man. You know, but hey, his truth is his truth. His reality is his reality. And I'm just glad that they didn't actually use that noose that they put around the brother's neck, man. God bless him anyway.
Right. We hope everything works out, man, for him. and hope, you know, hope he's telling the truth for his career. Because we as spectators and listeners in the world, we can only sit back and speculate. And even when you have facts, man, there's so much propaganda involved in TV and media now that you got to question that. So, you know, we just pray that everything goes right, man, regardless of a man and his decisions, man, his choices. You know, he's still a man. If he still got attacked, he still got attacked, man. And I think the world should respect that. So until next week, we signing off, man. And this is the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4, man, with Mark Beast. Test Squad.
Test Squad in the building, 6-4.